And Matt Bevan joins us now on that news that we were just discussing there with John Rentoul about the expulsion of Russian diplomats. Matt, that's one of the big stories making headlines around the world.
Certainly is, Fran. Yeah, this big multinational expulsion of Russian diplomats in retaliation for the attempted murder of ex-double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter with a nerve agent in England. To give you a bit of an idea of what this might mean for Russia, I want to take a bit of a look at a case study. Every year, the US and Russia are allowed to fly a certain number of surveillance flights over the other's country. Essentially, they can fly a spy plane over each other without fear of them being shot down. Each country gets to set the route of the flight inside their own territory and monitor it as it goes over. Overhead. The funny thing is, though, Fran, as Foreign Policy magazine reported late last year, the Americans keep finding Russian quote-unquote diplomats lurking around on the ground near where the planes went over. The investigative piece published in December by espionage expert Zach Dorfman and backed up by another piece in Politico last year said that the Russians keep being found doing odd things in odd places. One Russian was found trekking to a remote beach in California, waving an electronic device around on the sand for a bit and then wandering off. Other diplomats have been found wandering around in wheat fields in the Midwest or in mountains in the Pacific Northwest. Some were found engaging in weird behaviour at petrol stations, hopping out of their cars and circling around trees for seemingly no reason. According to intelligence sources, the Americans finally figured out that these odd activities by suspected spies have been focused around nodes for America's fiber optic network and around spots where undersea fiber optic cables come ashore, hence the guy on the beach. Foreign Policy says the Americans thought these activities might be being run out of Russia's San Francisco consulate. Apparently, due to its proximity to Silicon Valley, most of the tech operations were being run out of that office. So in September last year, when the US government was looking for a way to retaliate for the Russian expulsion of US diplomats, apparently they thought that San Francisco was a good choice for which consulate to close.
Right now, we're requiring the Russian government to close its consulate general in San Francisco, a trade annex in Washington, D.C., and a trade annex in New York City. These closures have to be completed by the September 2nd. We've taken a firm and measured action in response to Russia's unfortunate decision earlier this year. We want to halt the downward spiral, and we want to move forward towards better relations.
You might remember, Fran, that following that closure, plumes of smoke were seen emanating from the chimney of that consulate on a 37 degrees Celsius day in San Francisco. There were concerns that Russia would continue their high-tech espionage operations out of another office, and you might have heard last week, Fran, news that there are concerns from the US intelligence agencies that Russia has hacked into the US electricity grid. This morning, the US has ordered the next closest Russian consulate general to Silicon Valley, the one in Seattle, closed. They and a number of European countries have ordered a mass expulsion of diplomats in response to the nerve agent attack in England. Here's UK Prime Minister Theresa May overnight.
Today, 18 countries have announced their intention to expel more than 100 Russian intelligence officers from their countries. This includes 15 EU member states, as well as the United States, Canada, and the Ukraine. And this is the largest collective expulsion of Russian intelligence officers in history. I have found great solidarity from our friends and partners in the EU, North America, NATO, and beyond over the past 3 weeks as we have confronted the aftermath of the Salisbury incident.
The European Council President Donald Tusk said more actions may be on the way.
Additional measures, including further expulsions within the common EU framework, are not to be excluded in the coming days and weeks.
So a little more than 100 diplomats are being expelled, 60 of whom are in the US. The Russian embassy in the US has tweeted out a poll this morning asking their followers which US consulate they should close in retaliation. The ambassador, Anatoly Antonov, expressed his disappointment.
I consider these actions counterproductive. These decisions are going against to the telephone conversation between our two presidents.
Antonov is talking about the phone call between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin last week, where Trump congratulated Putin on his re-election and didn't bring up the poisoning of Sergei Skripal. The Deputy White House Press Secretary Raj Shah was asked about this morning.
Why did the president not bring up this poisoning of a former Russian spy with President Putin when he spoke with him on the phone?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, the president did discuss a range of issues with Vladimir Putin. But, you know, he's addressed this matter publicly and repeatedly. He addressed it after he spoke with Prime Minister May. He addressed it in the Quad statement and, you know, with this action right now. So the president's made his position and the country's position pretty clear.
As for the future relationship between the US and Russia, the White House says they are still optimistic.
Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, friend.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 7:08.